Okay. So it is very nice to have people you've known for such a long time so you can just have jests together. So I don't take it personally, Dennis, that I'm not good looking anymore. It's actually quite a relief as a monk. So anyway, just now is the time just to close our eyes and we can do a little bit of meditation. So again, I'll usually lead the first quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, and then give a bit of quiet time. And then just when I start speaking again, it's just to finish off the meditation. So first of all, please turn off your mobile devices, anything which beeps and vibrates or makes noises. I don't usually say this for a few weeks, but it is the case that if your mobile phone goes off during the meditation, it makes bad karma. It gets reborn in its next life as a speed camera. So don't do that to your mobile phones. So instead we give all our attention to, first of all, our body. How are we sitting? Because a lot of times just the demands of the outside world, all the jobs, all the things which we have to do, take our mind outside. We forget to understand our own physical body, which is why that sometimes we can't sleep at night, why we get sick, why we get stressed, and why often we take that, the pain of our body, the lack of comfort, and it causes us to react inappropriately to the people we care about. But just to relax the body has a huge effect on our well-being and our ability to empathize with others and to understand them. How can we understand others if we don't understand ourselves? So we bring our attention to our body. How are we sitting? Almost like, why am I sitting this way? Sometimes we have this idea that, oh, this is how we're supposed to meditate. And we realize, you know, who said this? Because it hurts. So make sure you've got a comfortable posture, a kind posture. So first of all, your legs. How are they? And this idea of just almost like standing a distance away and just asking your legs as if they are don't belong to you, but you care about them. How are you? Can I improve your comfort, legs? That question is how one way to arouse mindfulness, awareness. Ask a question of people you meet, your friends, your family, how are you today? And straight away that they become aware of their well-being and you can become aware of their well-being. Just a simple inquiry arouses mindfulness of that particular area. So, how are your legs? Can you improve their comfort? Moving them this way, moving them that way, adjusting them. So right now, I practice what I teach. I feel my legs with my mind, making sure that they're as comfortable as I can possibly make them. Just checking them. And once they're all pretty comfortable, then I can just go up to my butt. Just actually notice caring, just asking, just being with something. It relaxes and becomes pretty healthy. Just ignoring people, ignoring parts of your body is, I think, one of the reasons why they get tense, sick, painful. Look up to my butt. Is it well positioned on the cushion, on the chair? Wherever you put it, make sure that you pay some attention to it. If you don't pay attention to things, of course, mistakes happen, accidents, things go wrong. So just paying attention to your butt, making sure it feels good. And then your back, how is it? You can try what I just got into the habit of doing over the last year or two, just giving it a stretch. Just like you see dogs having a stretch, even kangaroos having a stretch, all these animals who have to stretch their bodies. And once they stretch them, then you can relax them. Even if acts of stretching tends to heal a lot. It's one of the things you do in yoga. Stretching the body, relaxing it. So I can be very aware of how my body feels and how that relates to the posture I put it into and that my attitude towards my back, caring for it, finding out any tight places. But sometimes people need massage to relax the body. But after a little of practice, you can almost do it by willpower. Call it willpower, but it's more like letting go power, kindness power, feeling the back and relaxing it. And I don't leave my back until I'm satisfied and my back is comfortable. Usually next go to my hands, because that defines how my arms are positioned. Making sure that everything is comfortable. It's almost like peaceful down there. Because I don't want to have to fidget my hands because I didn't pay attention to them enough. Sometimes it's like just tucking in a kid at bed at night. You just reassure them, make them feel safe, comfortable. And then they fall asleep and they don't bother you. It's almost like my hands, I'm just tucking them in, making sure they're comfortable. And then I can move on. And move out to my shoulders. My shoulders, just learn how to relax them. Sometimes visualizations, imaginations can help. Imagine just the groups of muscles on either side of the spine just being stretched, being pulled apart. And then I imagine just letting go of both ends. Now when I imagine that scenario, the muscles relax. So what I imagine is actually carried out, played out on my body. It becomes really nice and relaxed muscles. I can feel them relaxing. So the mindfulness gets you to be aware of what the body is doing. And you can manipulate it and just allow muscles to relax. Then move out to my throat and neck, making sure muscles on the neck are just nicely relaxed by adjusting my head posture. Making sure any irritations in the throat, it is, you know, caused by a bit of allergies every now and again, because my father had bad asthma, but also talking too much, which is my job. Feeling, relaxing, healing. Mindfulness allows you to have feedback. You learn how to relax, heal, ease aches and pains, irritations of your own body. Wonderful skill to learn. Then you move your attention to the face. Because the emotions can be read on people's faces. So it means just much of the emotional tightness results in a tight face. So feel those muscles around the eyes and the mouth. Be aware of them. See if you can relax them. Let them go. Open out. So nothing is pulled. Nothing is squashed. Everything is loose. Once the whole body has been relaxed, it feels good. It is the joy from peace, the delight of a relaxed body. Sitting here, open, relaxed, kind to your body. And if you can, notice the delight of relaxation. It takes you into deeper relaxation. It's very health-giving. You understand how mindfulness and letting go, kindness, how it creates this beautiful, peaceful, joyful, healthy body. You can sleep well at night, recharge. Once my body has been relaxed to the max, then I just start to relax my emotional world, my mind. Part of our culture is we have to think, we have to respond, we try and make decisions. But that tires our brain. A lot of times it creates restlessness. And now we ask ourselves, how peaceful are we, or how restless are we? How agitated is our mind, or how peaceful? It's what I've called a peaceometer. Inside you. Just like how tense you feel, how healthy you feel in your body, how peaceful are you? After a while you get to understand what peace means. Weird, but so often people don't even know what the word means as an experience. or how agitated. Not to judge, but to know. And then, what makes you more peaceful? The mindfulness of the peaceometer allows you to get feedback. You soon learn how to relax your body. Even if you cough, please cough properly, don't suppress it. Don't fight it, make peace with it. If it wants to cough, cough. The noise outside, cars, kids, whatever. It's the world. We don't fight it, we make peace with it. Making peace with things, being kind, being gentle, renouncing control during this period of meditation. You find the needle of the peaceometer goes closer and closer to one. Make peace, not war. By that I mean not war with yourself, not war with your body, not war with the world around you. As you get more and more peaceful, sometimes the peace is too subtle an object for the mind to stay with. That's one of the reasons why I invite people now, once they've prepared the mind, to be aware of your breathing. It's breathing in, breathing out. And as you breathe in naturally, not forcing. If possible, just standing back a bit, metaphorically, looking at your breath from a distance without controlling it. As you breathe in, imagine breathing in peace, energy, health, positivity, all these things which are healing, uplifting, inspiring for your mind. As if the breath is like a vehicle. And these are the qualities which climb inside that vehicle to come right into your body with your breathing. And having disembarked inside your body peace, kindness, health, freedom. And as you breathe out, take all the stuff which you wish to let go of. Pain of the past, fear of the future. letting go of ill health, tiredness. Letting that go out with the out-breath. Breathing in peace. Breathe out. Let go. Relaxing the mind, relaxing the body. And noticing how peaceful it can be, and how delightful. What a sanctuary a peaceful mind and a peaceful body can be. Wow. Close to the end of the meditation, unfortunately, for me. How do you feel? What's it like inside? This is the result of letting go, of kindness with mindfulness. Just being, not thinking. Inner peace. So I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. So please listen to every sound of the gong and only let the 3rd ringing take you out for your meditation. Very good. Okay, so if you now just relax, have a scratch, stretch, so we can start this evening's talk in a few moments.